what we have done here today is going to be fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And probably just me, but fun for me.
Yeah. Oh, Mackenzie would cry. My sibling's terrified of dolls.
That's right.
I would laugh. So, you know, there's an upside to everything.
Welcome back to A Year Unhinged. My name is Bree, or Brianna. You can call me what you want.
My name is Maddie. My pronouns are they, them.
And today we are talking about something that may not be a long enough episode, but I guess you're going to have to find out. I want to make my guest bathroom as vaguely unsettling as possible. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you the things that I already have in it. And maybe you have some ideas of what I can add. And maybe you listeners, maybe you also have some ideas of what I can add. You know, within reason. When I say vaguely unsettling, I mean things that just don't belong there. Mm-hmm. And just give you a little bit of a heebie or a jeebie, but not both.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, I've got a... which I need to find it. It's somewhere. I've lost it. There is an embroidery that I started working on as a teenager. And it is a very elaborate, like, floral motif. Like, I just kind of went off of whatever it was that I wanted to practice it. It was kind of like a sampler. I was like, oh, embroidery, it's so nice. And then I also embroidered the word murder in the middle of it. Just to add a little bit of, I don't know, mental disconnection.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so I want to hang that up in there when I find it again and when I finish it. But there's also it's just this head of a man. It's just a mariner, like a guy who would be on a boat, in a raincoat.
Like we're talking yellow hat.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yellow hat and everything. Okay. And he's got this sly little smirk on his face. Like he just knows something that you don't. And right
is he
now,
facing the toilet? Where are these things placed?
Right now, he is sitting on the sink facing the toilet, so he's just barely out of reach. But I would like to mount him at toilet level, just at like behind the door, because the toilet is behind the door, so it makes sense.
Like he'd be watching you poop.
Right. He would just be like telling you it's going to be okay.
Ye old Snoop and poop.
Exactly. And then I have, above the toilet, just a sign that says lifeguard on duty, just in case anyone was wondering.
Okay. Now, how is duty spelled?
Unfortunately, the normal way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I do have Sharpies.
Do you want to go with a nautical theme or just a discomfort theme?
I want it to be maybe a little bit of both. Because the other thing that is currently being housed in my guest bathroom are all of the American Girl dolls.
For real?
In the tub. They're in Tupperware, mind you. Like, they're in big plastic tubs so that they don't get, like, you know, dust or shower water on them.
I was definitely picturing them just, like, in rows in the bathtub. Just like, hello, when you draw the curtain back.
Oh, see, that's an idea. That is an idea.
Yeah. You could do that. You could somehow, like, you could get... rig your shower curtain so that it says, like, Mama, when somebody opens the shower curtain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That would really add to the unsettling, although that might give a heebie and a jeebie. I think that's I would still be willing to do it.
That's true. That's true. Maybe you just say something random then. Like,
howdy, partner.
Yeah.
It's just my voice. Howdy, partner.
It's your voice, but, like, however many dolls you have in there is you say it that many times and then just layer it.
Yes.
So it sounds like they're all saying it at once. Put in your voice.
I've gotten into this bad habit of laughing completely silently, which for a podcast does not translate well.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting here like just like bouncing, but that's it.
That's funny. Sometimes I have to think really hard about laughing because normally if I find something really funny, I'll just say, that's funny. Like, peak funny is just me telling you that it was, in fact, funny.
Yeah, same. It's like, just in case you were wondering, I am finding this humorous, but I just don't have the something to do it right now.
Yes, exactly. Let's see, what else would be unsettling? They make, well, this might be a Hebe and a Jeebe, I don't know, but what about those shower mats that are normal, but then when you get them wet, like when your feet are wet, it turns bloody?
Oh, yeah, that's one.
It's an option. Is that too spooky? Do you want it to be more like, why is this here? Or do you want it to be more like, I'm unnerved? When I'm on your toilet and I'm pooping, you know, or I'm you know, have various equipment, maybe I'm standing, I'm peeing. What am I feeling?
What are you feeling?
What am I feeling? Yeah. What is your bathroom, like the just goal of your bathroom serving me emotionally?
Confusion.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little bit of confusion. And, you know, if the thought passes through your head that goes, she's trying too hard to scare me, that works too.
Okay.
Like, I'm fine with any sort of just odd feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of things that involve you rigging sound. But it'd be so funny if when you flush, it was just like, don't flush that! Just startle people. One, who's in the bathroom with me? Two, did I just break this toilet?
Why is Brianna just telling me that?
Yeah.
Like, why is she saying this to me?
Yeah.
And for what reason?
Yeah. Or there needs to be, like, mirrors that kind of distort your features like a filter. So it looks like your eyes are bugging out, and you could just put them at poo or pee level. So people sit down.
Like a fun house.
Yeah!
Okay, you know what? Scratch everything else that I've said so far. I want it to be like a weird fun house that is vaguely confusing and also kind of a Hebe or a Jeebe. So actually don't scratch any of that. Just add the fun house to it.
It's the Heebie-Jeebe nautical fun house.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
I'll get that as a door sign.
That would be cute.
But with, like, in parentheses, and bathroom.
And bathroom. I like that. Yeah. I wonder if there's a way you could word bathroom that's quirky. Like, or nautical. A place to shiver your timbers. I guess it's more pirate than actual, like, marine man.
That's a good question.
Red.
I thought then the Navy calls it the head.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know why I know that, and if that's even true.
Okay, then you put doll heads that you can't save everywhere.
Oh!
You can, like paint them, paint their faces or something. I don't know.
Make them look real cute.
Yes.
But just not, like, just disembodied.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The head. And then there's heads absolutely everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could put, like something nautical on every doll.
Yes.
Or anchor, tattoo, or...
Yeah, it'll be cute.
Fishing pole, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. A fish. Another fish.
Yes.
A slightly different kind of fish. Like, the fish possibilities are endless.
And then you throw it off where you have just a body without a head, but she's holding the head of a fish.
So
it still works. But you're subverting expectations a little.
Exactly. And then I just pipe in the song Fish Heads. Like, I install a speaker to play it 24/7.
Yeah.
And then I just wait. Because, you see, the rest of my house is completely, well, the rest of my house is mostly normal. So I think that would really just add a little fun to it. If my bathroom is just really weird.
Yeah. So your guest bathroom is attached to a bedroom. That's like a guest bedroom / craft room.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'd be extra funny if you just made that room weirdly, like, classical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, very fancy. Just really throw people off. And they're like, wow, this feels like a museum. And then they just walk into the fun house crapper.
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Oh.
Because that is actually kind of the aesthetic that my sister and I are going for.
Woohoo!
We have extreme. I'll send you a picture sometimes because I've hung up photos and things and like paintings and stuff since the last time you were over, and it's a little extra, but I am a fan because it's like, oh, fine art in the guest room.
Love that. And then chaos in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Exactly. As it should be.
Maybe like when the shower's turned on, it just plays like circus music and makes you feel rushed, like you're afraid to be there too long.
And it's like slowly speeds up over time. Yeah. Like it's getting faster and faster. Like you have to hurry.
Exactly. It starts out in a clown voice. It's like, we're going to scare you into conserving water. And then it just goes.
I'll just take the sound bite of you saying that right then and use it.
Perfect.
Yes.
Honored to be a part of the head.
Thank you. This is good. This is a great thing. Honestly, yeah. What we have done here today is going to be fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And probably just me, but fun for me.
Yeah. Oh, Mackenzie would cry. My sibling's terrified of dolls.
That's right.
I would laugh. So, you know, there's an upside to everything.
Alrighty. Well, that's it. That's the episode. If you have any other ideas of some vaguely, whatever the theme was we said it was, vaguely heebie-jeebie, vaguely nautical, vaguely unsettling, a little confusing, and maybe a bit try-hard, then please let me know what you would like to see in my bathroom, and then maybe I'll do it and give a bathroom tour.
Yeah.
It'll be cramped and weird because of how small the room is, but I'll do it.
Yep. And if you give us $100,000, you can come visit the bathroom in person.
Yes, indeed.
I can't promise you we'll get out, though, which is why we'll also need you to make us the beneficiary of your life insurance policy. It'll be a whole thing, but it will be worth it.
Yeah, it will. Come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.